The main reason that we started to celebrate the exaltation of the cross was because one of the beauties of our Catholic Church is how we've always venerated these holy relics of our faith, of different saints, of Jesus. And a pretty large remnant of the original cross existed in Jerusalem and was protected by the people. But then in the, it was the Persian Empire that basically took over the cross, and it was out of our possession. And then it came back in the possession of Christians in the year 629. So in the 7th century, so very early on, that's why they started to celebrate and add this exaltation of the cross, because they basically won the cross back from the enemy. And there was, you know, it's funny, there's a lot of things about it. You know, you'll see as you go throughout the world, every once in a while you'll get the honor of seeing a splinter of the cross as a relic in a small reliquary. And I think it was Martin Luther who kind of said very cynically in the world, it's like, oh, if we were to add up all the pieces of the true cross, they would equal Noah's Ark. And it was funny, somebody was just like, oh, I'm going to take you up on that little calculation that you made there. It was a very cynical view of the church and the relics and the things we venerate and honor. And so basically somebody looked around at all the recorded relics of the true cross, you know, which are usually just tiny splinters of the cross itself. And it's not even close to the size of a normal crucifix. So it was kind of like, it's funny, sometimes when people quote statistics, they're not always quite accurate about that, but their cynicism might come through more than the truth. And that's always an important thing for us to remember. But one of the things that I can tell you about myself, about the cross, this is from the perspective of me as a young boy. When I was growing up in Brooklyn, we went to St. Brendan's Catholic Church. And there was a huge, huge crucifix. You know, to me, it seemed like it was life-size when I was a little kid. And it may have been. It was quite large, for sure. And I remember being a little bit fearful when I was a kid. But the one thing I did recognize, I was just like, there was the credibility of what I had been taught. That was God, and that he died for our sins, and that he was crucified for our sins, and that's why he was up on the cross. And I thought back on that a long time ago when I entered seminary, and I thought back about that situation, about that kind of fear of a little kid seeing sort of the brutality of the cross. And I'd wondered to myself if God was calling me to the priesthood then when I was a little kid, but that I wasn't ready for it. And it was as if he had said, let me show you by your life, let me show you. And so I went throughout my life. And then the cross became probably the most important symbol that we have on this earth. You know, one of the writers in the breviary this morning had said that the very thing that brought down the devil, the instrument of the cross, is also a trophy, is also the Lord's trophy of victory over sin and death. And, you know, I thought back to my little kid self and just how I just have to have a crucifix in my room. And now it's kind of like in every room, you know, because I need that important reminder in front of me all the time. So the very thing that kind of scared me as a little kid became truly the recognition of absolute sacrificial love and the salvation of the human race. And the first thing my mom always did, I'd moved a lot, as you all know, throughout my life in many different situations. And it's so funny, every time we would move somewhere, I would turn around. I think even when I went to Mount Angel for seminary, it was like before I knew it, I was unpacking something and I turned around and there was a crucifix on the wall. And I was thinking, I was like, how did that get there? It was the first thing my mom would do when we would arrive in the room was put the crucifix on the wall. And so I think I just absorbed some of that. And so every room I kind of make sure that it has a crucifix now, because it's just so important for us to always hold that before us. The sacrifice of love that Jesus made on the cross for us. And one of the things that I've often pondered about in prayer is just the nature of that cross with his arms pinned back like that. And many of you are parents, grandparents. And I've been lucky to have, I have three great nephews, and I was lucky to be a coach for many years, so I had the experience to work with a lot of kids. And if you've ever had that experience before, or somebody, usually a kid, it's usually just thrilled to see you, and you open your arms wide, and they run to you and give you a hug. And that's why Jesus' arms are pinned back on the cross, because he opens his arms wide for us to come to him. St. Catherine of Siena made an amazing image that was revealed to her by God the Father about the cross, about how we come to God through the cross, that we walk to his wounded feet. That's our first step in the Christian life. And the Christian life is when we recognize that, oh my gosh, I don't think I've been living this life. And so we step off the ground, off of the life that we were living, and we step onto the wood of the cross. And it starts at the wounded feet of Christ. And then as we travel in our Christian life, as it becomes deeper, as we get closer to Jesus, we walk closer up to the wounded side, to his wounded side, to see his sacred heart. And then in the sacred heart of Jesus, there's a certain dwelling of his heart to understand the love that he actually has for us. So that first sense is what they call the purgative sense. It's just kind of the cleansing and the turning away from sin. But when you're in the sacred heart of Jesus, when you're in that wounded side of Jesus, it's that moment that you realize his absolute love for us personally and for all of humanity. And then you move on up the cross into the mouth of Jesus. The Word of God came to us at first before he came to us in the flesh. And there we dwell and abide in Jesus at his sacred head. And that's kind of the bridge, is how St. Catherine described it. A bridge laid across a river of sin and death. And so we walk on the bridge of the cross to get to heaven, to be one with Christ. The cross is absolutely necessary. I kind of marvel at the fact, like they said, that early Christian writer, as he said, that it was a trophy. Imagine one of the worst implements of torture in the Roman Empire becomes something that people will wear around their neck. That's a powerful, powerful symbol. People are saying, this is so powerful that we're going to wear it on our very person as a reminder. And so I think I've mentioned it to all of you before. Some of you have just some wonderful saints medals and crucifixes. And, you know, honestly, one of my greatest privileges is to give you our Lord in the Eucharist when we distribute communion and to see some of those symbols around your necks. Because it's one of the ways that we witness to our faith, by walking out in the world, by proudly wearing those crucifixes and those saint medals around our necks. And so today, as all of our masses, we celebrate the Eucharist. We wouldn't have the Eucharist if we didn't have the cross. And it's so important to constantly remind ourselves that the Eucharist is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. It really, actually is one of the most humbling moments of my entire life. And I don't even think it would happen in a time like this, in a time of COVID. It was after I was ordained and people kissed my hand. Not because it was me, but because they were consecrated to celebrate the Eucharist, to hold Jesus in the Eucharist in my hands. For people to show honor to Christ like that will forever be one of the most humbling moments of my entire life. And so let's remember today at this altar any of the anxieties, the difficulties that we have right now, especially in these difficult times, fires, protests, riots, pandemics. Put those anxieties at the foot of this altar, at the foot of the cross, and give them up to God. God bless you all.